It's been a week since the Grizzly Creek fire first sparked in Glenwood Canyon. In the last 7 days, the fire has burned about 25,000 acres and is 0% contained. There were no new evacuation orders announced over the weekend, and as of yesterday, more than 600 people were battling the fire. Alex Hager is here with me to talk about the blaze. Alex, what work was happening over the weekend with the fire?
Well, that number of people battling the fire is almost double the amount that we're working on Friday, and they're being brought in from all over the country. Those firefighters were hard at work over the weekend. That included creating containment lines, which means they were clearing away brush in certain areas to get rid of potential fuel that could let the fire spread. A lot of those containment efforts are focused on keeping the fire away from structures and stopping it from spreading out and over the top of the canyon. And weather conditions have been pretty mixed. Lots of hot, sunny days lately, which do not help. But yesterday had some really calm winds, so firefighters said they were able to make some good progress.
That's great to hear. There's an additional challenge here, though, right? We're in peak wildfire season and also needing to share resources with another fire to the west of us, the Pine Gulch Fire.
That's right. The Pine Gulch Fire is burning north of Grand Junction. It's the fourth largest wildfire in Colorado history, and it's still growing. The crews battling the Grizzly Creek Fire are sharing aircraft with the teams in Pine Gulch. They're both expected to keep burning for a while. And as other fires pop up across the West and across the country, it'll be harder to get a hold of national firefighting resources. There will be more competition for everything from helicopters to hotshot crews.
Many of us have been watching the fire grow over the last week. At this point, it's more than twice the size of the Lake Christine fire that sparked above Basalt 2 summers ago. But there's a key difference between the two of them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Lake Christine was threatening homes and buildings not long after it started. It burned right nearby some pretty heavily populated areas, and it was relatively easy for firefighters to get to. All of that is pretty much not the case with the Grizzly Creek Fire. It's big, and it's growing quickly, but it's doing that in rugged rural terrain that isn't really near highly populated areas. If you look at a map of the fire, it's mostly concentrated in and around Glenwood Canyon between Glenwood Springs and Dotsero. So if you think about driving down that stretch of I-70, houses and buildings are few and far between. Well, a small number of rural communities have been evacuated. The fire looks like it's mostly moving north and east, which is away from Glenwood Springs, and there's a lot of land between the fire and most places with houses and people. But that is also what makes this fire so hard to fight. It's rugged terrain that's hard to get to, and even when firefighters do get there, a lot of the groundwork they're doing is pretty tough near steep canyon walls.
One of the major effects we've seen from the Grizzly Creek fire is the I-70 closure. Do we know yet when the road could open back up?
Right now, there's not a hard set timeline for that. Governor Jared Polis was in the area on Friday to meet with fire officials, and he said I-70 could open early this week. But there's plenty that could change with fire behavior and the weather. Fire managers also pointed out that even if the fire is contained in Glenwood Canyon, that doesn't necessarily mean it's safe to open I-70 back up yet. They're going to need some time to inspect bridges that could have been damaged by the fire, and there's an increased risk of rock slides in places where the fire burned away plants.
And are fire managers feeling optimistic at this point about containing this fire? Or when it'll stop burning?
Right now, there's not really a projection for how long it'll take to stop this fire. The folks in charge of controlling it have said a number of times that it's gonna be here for a while. And the weather doesn't look great for slowing the fire down either. For the next couple of days, it's gonna stay hot and dry, and long-range forecasts say we're in for more of those conditions for the next few weeks and months. Now, there is a chance of thunderstorms Wednesday and Thursday this week, about 30%. Fire managers say that could increase humidity and potentially bring rain, but storms are probably more of a problem than a solution because gusty winds could keep blowing the fire out of the canyon and help it spread further.
Thanks so much for talking to me, Alex.
Thanks, Eleanor. Anytime.
This is Aspen Public Radio News.